Good morning and welcome back to the program. Evan Bray, great to have you here on a day that you wouldn't know winter is just around the corner by the way it feels out today. Absolutely a beautiful day today. Forecast actually looking good today, tomorrow, really warm. So good for the farmers that are, whether you're out scratching up the last bit of crop or you're just getting things cleaned up and put away for the winter, these next couple of days will be great for that. But as I said, we know this time of year, temperatures start to drop across Saskatchewan. And with that come challenges, especially for those that are unhoused in our communities. There's an organization, this caught my eye the other day when I was reading about an organization in Saskatoon that is doing some great work. It's called Bridge City Warmth Community Support. It's a volunteer-run nonprofit group founded earlier this year, and they basically work to bridge the gap between those who want help, those who need help, and they do it in such a meaningful way. I was happy to find out we could connect with Melissa Zimmer, who is board president of Bridge City Warmth Community Support Group. And we've got Melissa joining us by phone. Melissa, thanks for taking the call.
Hi, good morning. Thank you very much for having us today.
So this is a pretty new group, Bridge City Warmth Community Support Group. Tell me where this came from. How did this come about?
Yeah, we were founded January 5th of this year. And how it came about is a few like-minded people like myself got together and just started talking about the unhoused and their situation and basically how we could help and, like you mentioned, bridge the gap between those that want to help and those that don't know how to help with those who need the help.
Right. And so is it a small group that came together originally?
It was a very small group. It was three people. And surprisingly, we have 58 volunteers right now. So
Wow. We've
grown by leaps and bounds in the past, 10 months or so.
So let's talk a little bit about the work that you do. What are some of the ways in which you're able to help the community?
Yeah, for sure. We have three main things that we do to help those in need. Our first is we do street patrols. And basically what that is we load up 2 to 3 vehicles with essential items and food and baking and drinks and that kind of thing. And we drive down 20th Street and we look and identify those in need that may need the assistance. Our second thing that we do is a distribution event. And that's where we set up in front of Station 20 on 20th Street. And we basically have 14 tables and a makeshift kitchen area. And we feed those that are looking for something to eat. We distribute all kinds of essential items, anything from socks to blankets to winter jackets, anything you can really think of. And our third thing that we do is some outreach work. So with that, we helped house a family of three over the summer. We also help out those that have recently moved from a shelter into their own place. We help them get anything from beds to couches to food hampers, just to give them a head start when they're starting this new journey in life.
I can't imagine the feeling you get, you and the other volunteers working with people that make, these are not small changes. These are tangible, life-changing differences you're making in their lives. And it's got to be all around a good feeling.
Oh, absolutely. We all feel great about it. We love doing what we do. It never feels like work. It's just a great feeling. Everyone that we come across is extremely thankful. We can't get thanked enough. There's hugs, there's laughs, there's stories, there's connections. It's just the absolute best feeling in the world.
Is there, I'm going to ask a question. Is there a misconception that people might have about homeless people or people that you've worked with over the last short while that you've been doing this that you would want people to know? What have you learned?
Absolutely. It's been a huge eye-opener for myself and many of the volunteers. Everybody has a story. Not many people choose to be out there. There's a lot of circumstances that are surrounding their situation. And when you sit down and talk with these people and hear their stories, you just have to think about how thankful you are that you're not in that situation.
Right. Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. Melissa Zimmer is my guest, board president of Bridge City Warmth Community Support. You've actually got a couple of events or a couple of things coming up next week I want to talk about because these are important. Let's start with next Thursday, October 30th. You've got something going on.
We have a huge distribution event coming up. So that's happening at Station 20 from 5 till 7. And our last couple distribution events, we serve close to 500 people in the community. So they're very big. We have a lineup down the block. We get rid of so many items. It's the best event that we possibly have.
Wow. And you've also got a fundraising drive happening through Facebook, am I right?
Yes, this is our semi-annual online Facebook auction. So we don't receive funding from anywhere. We are just a purely donation driven group. So we have a Facebook group called Bridge City Warmth Facebook Auction, and we have thousands of dollars in prizes, and we encourage people to go and check it out. There's all kinds of items up for bidding, and every little bit helps us.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where I wanted to end our chat today, is how can people help? I mean, the auction is one way to give and to donate, but I'm assuming you'll never turn away donations. What about volunteers? Are you in need of volunteers?
We are always in need of volunteers. We have a lot of opportunities for volunteers, anything from sorting our donations to working the distribution events, street patrols. So if people are interested, they can reach out to us on Facebook, or we have an email at bridgecitywarmth@gmail.com.
Good stuff. Well, Melissa, thank you for what you do. You and the team of volunteers at Bridge City Warmth, what a great community support project. Best of luck with your events next week, and thanks for giving us some time today.
Thank you so much. We're always happy to spread the word about Bridge City Warmth.
And if you want to check out their Facebook auction that they have, it fires up on October 26th. Bridge City Warmth Facebook auction page is where you can go for that. Well, it's been a busy day today. We have covered a lot of different topics. We started the program off with Brian Lilly, and we were talking about the fact that, of course, Doug Ford, the Premier of Ontario, took an ad out to the tune of $75 million, by the way, buying ads on networks, TV, radio, you name it, in the United States, but really focused at using a clip of Ronald Reagan from back in 1987, talking about the damage long-term that tariffs will create. Current U.S. President Donald Trump, not happy about that. And in fact, when we were chatting with Brian Lilly, you know, I said, it's kind of two different. We got people rowing in different directions. You've got Mark Carney with a strategy. You've got Doug Ford, the premier, with a strategy. And I like Brian's example of finding the sweet spot.
Somewhere between Doug Ford wanting to fight Donald Trump every day and Mark Carney going to the White House and, you know, exposing his belly like a puppy looking for prey, somewhere between those two is the sweet spot we want to be.
There you go. That's Brian Lilly's description of the sweet spot. Okay, we're going to take another break. When we come back, I'm nervous. This is a big guest coming up at just after the 11:30 news. My wife. What is she doing here? What are we talking about? Well, it's a pretty big event coming up in the province. We'll talk with my wife, Jody Bray, the chair of the Vanier Cup Committee for 2025. That conversation coming up next here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.